Good morning, a Tuesday morning. We're with Arlen Chartok. Arlen, I'm going to read a headline. You give us your reaction.
Yes, sir.
Federal judge has now blocked President Trump's proclamation targeting some asylum seekers.
Well, Trump does these things. I have a feeling that he knows full well that they're illegal. He hopes he can get them through. He puts everybody through the exercise of suing, and then he loses. And then it's as if nothing ever happened. He's on to the next thing. To some degree, the judiciary is working the way it should. In some cases, he has appointed these judges who have ruled against him. And I have figured that in some of these cases, I have no idea in this particular one, what has happened is that the judges have done what's right. We can only say, okay, good, you did what's right. But I have the sneaking suspicion in the back of my mind that some of them are looking for a way to demonstrate some independence from the guy who appointed him. We'll take a look at Kavanaugh, for example, and his record on the Supreme Court and just see whether he lives up to his self-proclaimed independence that he said during the hearings or whether, you know, like some of his brethren, Thomas and some of the others, he just follows a very predictable line. The judiciary is one of the firewalls that protects the American people. So whatever the motivation of the judges is, and we can only hope it's just because it's right, that it worked. At least it worked in this case.
Ivanka Trump apparently has used a private email account to discuss government business.
Well, what's so funny here is, of course, that this is one of the locker-up points that Trump was saying again and again and again, that Hillary Clinton had violated the law. Lock her up. All corrupt. And now, of course, Ivanka finds herself in the same situation. It's pretty important stuff in that it's led the headlines, probably not because of the seriousness of what she did, but probably more because of the hypocrisy that it shows in what the Trump people have done. Of course, the president has been tweeting like a wild man, which he is, that she did nothing wrong and all the rest. Nevertheless, as Mario Cuomo used to say, the world is round.
Senate Democrats sue to block Whitaker from serving as acting attorney general.
And well, they should. I mean, we have a process. Either attorney generals have to be confirmed or they don't. Now, apparently, they have a few days to do that in, according to the rules, the internal rules that have been established. Nevertheless, this is nutsy. You have an assistant attorney general who's been confirmed by the Senate. He should move up. And that's Rosenstein, of course. That's the last person that Trump wants there because, of course, he's been supervising the Mueller investigation. And more, it does look like Trump is after Mueller and that he will do something. The nonsense he's spouting now is that Whitaker is his own man and he'll do what he wants. We all know that that's not true because Whitaker supposedly tried to get the job by going on television and talking about how bad Mueller was. So he knew, Trump knew exactly what he was doing and who he was getting. I mean, who does this guy think he's fooling anyway?
The press credentials of CNN reporter Jim Acosta have been fully restored as the White House has dropped the fight, although I heard there's a new code of behavior.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there is, and I'm sure part of that'll be that if he asks a second question, that'll be it. You know, we don't know what it is, but these reporters are going to be subjected to a set of rules which will be diversionary from whatever else is going on in the world. They will press, which is their job, to get a factual or good answer, and they'll be held in violation. You mark my words on that.
Nancy Pelosi's last battle as she aims to lead the House again. Ms. Pelosi said the Times will have to navigate between a rampaging president and her colleagues' plans for fighting back.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Look, the last thing that the Democrats need to do, I've said it 1,000 times, is to form a circular firing squad and go after each other right now. What needs to happen is that there has to be some kind of unity so that the really important things, namely Donald Trump and some of his excesses, will be held and brought to account. I don't like headlines which say Octavio Cortez, for example, is planning a socialist or left-wing attack on the party. That is the last thing that ought to be happening. People will hold their stomachs. It will be the end of the Democrats. They've just won a great victory in the House, and now they should be preserving it. This is disgusting.
The what seems to be constantly fluctuating stock market. You've spoken to the state comptroller of New York, Tom DiNapoli, about this, and we see, of course, the sell-off of tech stocks erasing November gains.
Well, it's huge. You know, people have been riding these stocks like crazy for a long time. didn't seem as if there was anything that they could do that will bring down their profits. But now, of course, as one, all of them are being sold off like crazy, and the amounts are going down. You know, David, it's always been said that these are not only awful for the people who own them, but a good time for many people to buy at a lower price. It's one of the reasons I'm not in the stock market. My constitution couldn't take it.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, David. And we're getting ready for Turkey Day, and we'll all celebrate and come back to this very difficult world.